Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. It's playoff week. There's a lot riding on this game as the Patriots prepare to host the Indianapolis Colts in a divisional matchup here at Gillette Stadium on Saturday. So we bring in Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly to break down the keys to this week's matchup. It's time for 3 points with Perillo, presented by Putnam.
I hope everyone enjoyed the holidays and you got some rest, because we're going to kick it up a notch a little bit. It's time for the playoffs. Anyone who watched Indianapolis come back with that miracle comeback in the second half against Kansas City knows the number one thing the Patriots are going to have to take away from Andrew Luck is T.Y. Hilton. He's really their only offensive threat. 224 yards receiving, 13 catches. There's no way the Patriots can allow him to dominate the way he did against Kansas City. And I don't expect him to. Number one, I think the Patriots have some options here. They can go with Aqib Talib and put him on him, match him up one-on-one. I also think they might be able to do some bracket coverages. They can use Logan Ryan with a safety. If Alphonso Dennard is healthy enough to go here, he can be an option as well. Even Kyle Arrington. I think you send different guys at Hilton, make somebody else beat you, but he is priority number one. On offense, I think the Patriots need to continue what they did late in the season. That's run the football, and I expect them to have success doing that because Indianapolis isn't very good stopping the run. 26th in the league, not the biggest stout front that you see from some of the other 3-4 teams. However, I do think that they have the ability to stop the big power back, so I'm not sure LeGarrette Blount is going to enjoy the kind of day that he did. Obviously, he's not going to have the kind of day he did against Buffalo when he was just so effective. And I expect to see a little bit of Shane Vereen here. Maybe get to double digits in carries, 10 or 12 or so out of some spread formation, some play action. You can use him. I think he's a little bit more effective. The shifty kind of guy seems to give Indianapolis a little bit more trouble. So I think Shane Vereen's a guy that might be able to get some work done on the ground. And it's going to be very important for the Patriots to pound it in, especially in the red zone. Turnovers are always a huge key in playoff games. The Patriots defense really lives off them. Right now, they're a banged up bunch. We all know that. Add Brandon Spikes to the list of guys that won't be available for the Patriots defense. But here's the problem. Indianapolis only turned the ball over 14 times all season. They were number two in the league in turnover ratio, so it's not going to be easy. However, the Colts did turn it over four times against Kansas City, so you can be opportunistic. You can maybe, Andrew Luck will maybe give you an opportunity or two to take care of getting those turnovers. And if you can get your hands on the ball, you have to make sure you capitalize. Against Buffalo, the Patriots had a couple of opportunities in the rain, and they weren't able to secure them. I think if you get an opportunity here to take the ball away from Andrew Luck, you have to capitalize. That can be the difference. Prediction time here in the divisional round of the playoffs. We're starting to get rid of some of those teams that didn't belong, some of those also-rans. It's really down to the best teams right now, and not surprisingly, the best quarterbacks. You have Brady and Andrew Luck. I think a fascinating matchup here. You know, sort of the new guard against the old guard. I'm really excited to watch Andrew Luck come in here and play and see how much better he is than he was the last time we saw him last year, when he got off to a great start in his rookie year in his game here in Foxborough, and then sort of melted down with the rest of the team, and the Patriots had a blowout win. I expect the Patriots to get a lead early in this game and make Indianapolis catch up. I don't think it'll be like it was with Kansas City with a huge lead. I'm not sure the Patriots have the ability to run away like that. If the Colts protect the football, I think they'll have an opportunity to win. But I think the Patriots are just a little bit better. And I think being here at home, they're very comfortable here. They're 8-0 at Gillette Stadium. I think that is a big, big edge. And I also think the Colts emptied the tank last week against Kansas City with that emotional comeback. So I think the Patriots are going to move on. I don't think it's going to be as easy as a lot of people think, but I think New England gets a 31-23 victory. Well, that's either going to be the last 3 points with Perillo of the season, or we're going to be talking about the AFC Championship game next week.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.